KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this hour brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. See them for all of your Verizon wireless and locksmith needs.
Cell phones are a part of almost everyone's daily lives. You see people talking on them, texting on them, checking their email on them. Cell phones do almost everything, and we expect them to always work. Hi, this is Janet at White Pole Road Cellular in Anita, your locally owned Verizon wireless retailer. We have the latest cell phones and accessories, from holders to Bluetooth devices and everything in between. Dean and I can help you with all your wireless questions and help you decide which phone and plan works best for you. And while you're in here, visit with us about Wayne Johnson, who has over 11 years' experience in locksmith service. Wayne can help you whether it be for home or business, and will handle all of your locksmith's needs. At White Pole Road Cellular, we know our customers and offer knowledge and experience so you get the best phone for your needs. Give us a call at 712-762-3022 or stop in and see us on Main Street in Anita.
Well, the boys' state basketball championships will continue today with six more games. There were six yesterday at the tourney. In Class 1A semifinals, Nottoway Valley falling to Danville 65-49 and 19-6 fourth quarter gave Danville the victory as they opened up a close game. Alex Welsh had 17 points, 11 rebounds to lead the Wolverines in that contest. Danville goes back to the title game where they were the runners-up last year, but their opponent will not be there from last year. Boyden Hall knocked off Storm Lake St. Mary's, the defending champ, 69-61 yesterday. In 2A semis, Mount Vernon beat MFL Marmac 66-49, and Fort Dodge St. Edmund eliminated Carroll 56-44 in overtime, a 14-2 overtime advantage for St. Edmund in that victory. Tyler Stevie had a big game with 20 points and 12 rebounds for Clarinda. Also in the 3A semis, Western Dubuque beat Bishop Heelan Catholic 58-43, Mount Pleasant over Grinnell 53-33. Six games today on the slate, and it starts this morning at 10 o'clock with the 1A consolation game. Nottoway Valley will battle Storm Lake St. Mary's. That'll be followed by the 2A consolation as Clarinda will play MFL Marmac at 11:45. In the 4A semifinals this afternoon at 1:30, Ankeny battles Sioux City East, and at 3:15, it's Iowa City West against Linmar. Then tonight, they start the championship run. In Class 1A, the title game has Danville facing Boyden Hall. That tips at 6:05. At 8:05 tonight, it's the 2A title game with Mount Vernon facing Fort Dodge St. Edmund. Well, Matt Gaten's made sure his Iowa career didn't end on Thursday as the senior made a pair of late free throws to help seal the game as Iowa beat Illinois 64-61 in the first round of the Big Ten men's basketball tournament in Indianapolis. Gaten's led the Hawkeyes with 20 points as they rallied from a four-point halftime deficit. Freshman Aaron White had 13 points for Iowa. The biggest difference in the game was free throw shooting. The Hawkeyes were 12 of 19 from the stripe, while the Illini never even shot a free throw. Myers Leonard led Illinois with 18 points. DJ Richardson and Joseph Burt each had 11. Iowa out-rebounded the taller Illinois squad 34-32, and the Hawkeyes had 9 steals and only turned the ball over 6 times. Iowa improves to 17-15 on the season, and they advance to the quarterfinal round today. They'll be facing top seed Michigan State this morning. We'll have that game for you here on the radio as they'll tip it off at 11 o'clock this morning. You can catch that game live, our pregame show getting underway at 10 o'clock this morning here on KJAN. Well, Texas knows enough to rely on Jacobin Brown when the Longhorns need a basket. The Big 12's leading scorer converted a go-ahead three-point play with 36 seconds left, and the Longhorns held on to beat number 25 Iowa State 71-65 last night in the quarterfinals of the Big 12 conference tournament. Brown finished with 23 points for the Longhorns, who reached the 20-win plateau for the 13th consecutive season and likely removed themselves from the NCAA tournament bubble. Texas will face fifth-ranked Missouri in the semifinals tonight. Royce White had 17 points and 10 rebounds for the Cyclones, and it was his turnaround bank shot with 51 seconds left that tied the game at 65. But after Brown was fouled on a spinning jumper and made the free throw, White lost control of the ball with 22 seconds left. It wound up in the hands of the Longhorns' Jonathan Holmes, who made both free throws for a 70-65 lead. The Cyclones turned it over again in their next possession, and that sealed the outcome. Elsewhere in top 25 men's college hoops yesterday, Kyle Couric scored 20 points, Peyton Siva added 18, and Louisville forced number 9 Marquette into a season-high 26 turnovers as they advanced to the Big East Tournament semifinals with an 84-71 victory. The Syracuse Orange, the second-ranked team in the AP men's basketball poll, advanced in the Big East tournament, but just barely, as they beat Connecticut at Madison Square Garden 58-55. Third-ranked Kansas had little trouble with Texas A&M in their Big 12 tournament matchup, beating the Aggies 83-66. Kansas will play 12th-ranked Baylor in the conference semis tonight. Number 12 Baylor breezed past Kansas State 82-74 yesterday. Also, Kim English scored 27 points and led a 26-5 first-half run as number 5 Missouri swamped shorthanded Oklahoma State 88-70 in the Big 12 quarterfinals. Cincinnati was a double overtime winner over number 13 Georgetown 72-70 in the Big East tournament. Also in the Big Ten tournament, 15th-ranked Indiana beat Penn State 77-58. An exciting Mountain West Conference tournament opener for number 18 San Diego State as the Aztecs a 65-62 winner over Boise State. 20th-ranked UNLV advanced to the semifinals of the Mountain West tournament as they shut down Wyoming 56-48. Also as number 23 Notre Dame beating South Florida 57-53 in the quarters of the Big East Conference tournament. Yahoo Sports reports that federal authorities are investigating suspended Auburn point guard Verez Ward for alleged point shaving. The report cites anonymous sources and says the FBI began an investigation in late February involving losses to Alabama and Arkansas. Ward and guard Chris Denson were both suspended before a February 25th game against Arkansas, but Denson returned for the next game. Yahoo Sports reports that Denson was questioned and cleared of any wrongdoing. The NCAA said it was very concerned by the allegations that have been, and they have been in contact with Auburn. The school says it's aware of what it called the point shaving rumor, and they declined any further comment. Auburn coach Tony Barbie has said only that Ward and Denson violated team rules. Auburn lost 68-54 to Mississippi in the first round of the Southeastern Conference tournament last night. In women's college hoops, Jelana Child scored 31 points and hit the go-ahead basket with a minute 56 left to give Kansas State a 67-63 win over Iowa State in the quarterfinals of the Big 12 women's tournament yesterday. The fifth-seeded Wildcats broke a three-game slide and will face top-ranked Baylor or Texas A&M in the semifinals today. Lauren Mansfield and Nikki Moody led the fourth-seeded Cyclones in Kansas City with 21 points apiece. The Wildcats, who committed just six turnovers, eliminated Iowa State from the women's Big 12 conference tournament for the second straight year. Just two games in the NBA last night, Orlando topping Chicago 99-94, and it was Phoenix 96-94 over Dallas. In the National Hockey League, Boston beat Buffalo 3-1, Philadelphia 5-0 over Florida, Columbus beat Los Angeles 3-1, New Jersey 5-1 over the New York Islanders. In overtime, Washington beat Tampa Bay 3-2, Ottawa beat the New York Rangers 4-1, St. Louis over Anaheim 3-1, Nashville topping Colorado 4-2, Dallas a double overtime 4-3 winner over San Jose. Minnesota also needed two overtimes to beat Phoenix 3-2. Montreal 5-3 over Edmonton, and Vancouver beat Winnipeg by a final of 3-2. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Cell phones are a part of almost everyone's daily lives. You see people talking on them, texting on them, checking their email on them. Cell phones do almost everything, and we expect them to always work. Hi, this is Janet at White Pole Road Cellular in Anita, your locally owned Verizon Wireless retailer. We have the latest cell phones and accessories, from holders to Bluetooth devices and everything in between. Dean and I can help you with all your wireless questions and help you decide which phone and plan works best for you. And while you're in here, visit with us about Wayne Johnson, who has over 11 years' experience in locksmith service. Wayne can help you whether it be for home or business, and will handle all of your locksmith's needs. At White Pole Road Cellular, we know our customers and offer knowledge and experience so you get the best phone for your needs. Give us a call at 712-762-3022 or stop in and see us on Main Street in Anita.
Hall of Fame quarterback Dan Marino says if Peyton Manning wants to talk about playing quarterback for the Miami Dolphins, he would be thrilled to take his call. Marino adds that Manning fits with anybody, and no matter where the former Colts quarterback ends up, he'll be a huge impact for that team. The Dolphins are thought to be one of the teams interested in adding Manning. Washington, Arizona, Seattle, Denver, and Kansas City also are likely to talk to him, along with the New York Jets. Meanwhile, younger brother Eli Manning quietly has restructured his contract with the New York Giants to give the Super Bowl champions more cap space. A person familiar with the decision said under terms of the restructuring, the Giants will guarantee $9 million of Manning's $10.75 million salary in 2012 in a move that reduces his base salary to $1.75 million to clear roughly $6.75 million in cap space. In baseball news, a foot injury has sidelined Yankees all-star setup man David Robertson. He fell down some stairs Wednesday night while he was moving boxes in his spring training home and sprained his right foot. An initial x-ray was negative and the reliever was taken to the hospital for an MRI. Robertson had been slated to make his second spring training appearance against Toronto today. The 26-year-old was 4-0 with a 1.08 ERA in 70 games last season. Left-handed pitcher Glenn Perkins has signed a three-year extension with the Minnesota Twins. That deal is worth a guaranteed $10.3 million through the 2015 season. Perkins emerged as a reliable late-inning reliever last season, going 4-4 with a .248 earned run average. He struck out 65 and walked 21 in 61 2/3 innings. In golf, Adam Scott and Jason Duffner at the first round lead, both shooting 6-under-66 in the PGA's Cadillac Championship in Doral, Florida. Thomas Bjorn and Charles Schwartzel are two strokes back after carding 4-under-68s. World number one Rory McIlroy is in at 1-over, while both Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson had even par 72s on the first day. And more than 2/3 of college presidents surveyed by the website InsiderHigherEd.com have believed that recent sports scandals have compromised the reputation of higher education as a whole, and just 13% think the presidents of big-time sports schools have control of their program. The survey of more than 1,000 campus chief executives by the online publication suggests widespread worry among presidents about problems in college athletics, but it inspires little confidence they'll be able to do much about them. 3/4 agreed that college and universities spend way too much money on athletics, but only 15% said too much is spent at their own institutions. A doctoral university, which is the category of most big-time sports schools, that figure was 36%. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. Call them at 712-762-3022. They're located on Main Street in Anita. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.